So I got the email back, Ireland, from the eliminator pool. We're going. It's rolling forward.
Oh, really?
It's rolling forward.
Did you say that you would split if everybody else did?
I did.
So somebody said,
one of the other three people decided not to split, so we got to roll again.
Are you rolling with New England?
I think so. I wanted to kind of spitball with you guys.
But you know what's brutal about that? Monday, right?
It's Monday night.
Yeah, you got to sweat it out.
I got to wait.
And you could be in a situation where you might be the only one left.
Yes.
What happens in that situation? What if we all lose?
I think it resets, right?
I think it resets.
Everybody's back in?
No, just you four.
Not everybody.
Yeah. If you lose, I think it resets.
Everybody's back.
I was going to say, that seems unfair.
It resets to you four.
Okay, so there's the Monday night game in New England.
Mm-hmm.
They are, last I looked, they are 10.5-point favorites over the Bears.
The Bears can't score.
Bears are
at
awful.
All.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all.
And they're not going to win at New England. But again, you're talking to a guy who said the Rams would destroy the Jets and blew the whole pool.
Tom Brady, is he going to lose two in a row to two bad teams? Because they're in Washington against the Commanders. Commanders are playing a backup quarterback.
I like Heinicke.
You like Heinicke?
Yeah, I like Heinicke, too.
I wouldn't do it.
He's got a little wiggle back there. I don't think I'd play against Heinicke.
Do I have karma on my side that I offered to split and it didn't happen?
Yes.
It works in your favor.
You were not greedy. And I think the eliminator pool gods will smile on
you. Thank you. So you believe in the gods?
I do.
I'm a pagan. There's a god for everything. Yeah. There's an eliminator pool god. Baseball gods.
Yeah, exactly.
I still can't get over the fact you haven't been to Costco.
Never been to Costco.
Do you not never need paper towels?
I just flowers? Get them at the grocery.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. You ever try and go to a Costco? Trav, it's like going to Roger Dunn. You cannot go in and buy nothing. It is impossible.
True.
Like, you go in to buy one thing and they don't have it.
So you have 34 other items.
You pop in. Oh, yeah. And your cart is always jammed with it. Like, you go, oh, I need 12 boxes of those Bavarian pretzels. And the next thing you know, you get home and there's nowhere to...
That's how they get you with the little sample.
There's nowhere to put anything. And
You have three people in your house?
Yeah.
Like, so three people is, you don't have to go to Costco. You can go to Costco.
Whenever you're having a party, you got to go to Costco.
Got to go to Costco
There's only two people
beer.
In my house.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but you have parties. Well, before the pandemic, you had a lot of parties.
My mom's got like a gigantic thing of oregano. I'm like, you will never use that in your entire life. You will never run out of oregano ever. It's like a foot high.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I suppose.
What if you need oregano? You know to go to, to your mom's house.
Exactly.
Just shoot over there.
Can I borrow some oregano?
What are you doing with your non-Rams weekend?
You know what I'm doing? I had this planned. Okay, prepare for the jokes. I had this planned in advance. It's a USC bye, and it's a Rams bye. So I took Monday and Tuesday off. I've got a four-day weekend.
I didn't even know that until now. I mean, I just assume Mason's going to check out for at least a day every week.
Yeah, I put in for this at the beginning of the year.
So, but the inspiration for the Monday and Tuesday was the no SC, no Rams.
Yeah.
You're just going to lay around the house and eat in your bed?
No,
what are
I'm
going to
go see Not Stepdad Leo and my mom out in the desert. Okay. Apparently, it's really nice out there right now. It's not super hot. It's actually kind of nice here right now.
It was 100 degrees yesterday. That's not great. What about you?
Oh, I'm working.
You're in the full grind mode.
Sunday.
Are they home or on the road on
They're
Sunday?
They're home Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
And then I'm flying Tuesday. I mean, I'm in the zone. I never have more than I will not be taking 4 days off ever.
Me too.
Until July, right? Yeah.
Not until. Are you set up for if the Padres get it back to San Diego? Are you set up?
It's too far down the road.
Hypothetically speaking. Because the odds are there's going to be a game six, very likely.
Hypothetically set up, game six is going to be very complicated to make work. Game seven, no problem.
Oh, all right.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Knock on wood.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure
you're going to see a game seven.
So did he tell you the little baseball god struggle that he's going through right now?
No.
When he watches with Lady Slee, they lose.
Every time.
When he doesn't watch,
Every
they
time.
Win.
Well, that's easy.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that's easy.
Here's the problem. They have three.
See
you,
baby doll. Hit the road.
No, it's only a
few hours.
There are no days off. They go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and if necessary, Monday,
but
Tuesday.
It's right. 3 hours. You just say, I'll see you in 3 hours.
Yeah, go see a
and
movie.
You've always said that she's not really a sports fan. Like, she doesn't care if she watches the
you
game
know what?
Or not.
Because
you think she's going to take it personally?
Because I'm so invested in this. There has been a moment where she's like, well, I'd like to kind of watch the game with you. I'm like,
oh, now you're in trouble.
Do you not know how this works?
Yeah.
So I heard you guys talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay. Emily, crack your mic. Let's go.
Boy, here we go.
Get going.
Go ahead. We don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
Is this about Al Michaels getting in trouble?
No, well, I don't think so.
I don't think he got in
trouble.
Oh, yeah, he did. What did he do?
Google it.
He said his granddaughter likes
Right, Google it. He's in a bunch of hot water today because he said, it is so stupid what people react to. He said to Kirk Herbstreit, you have four sons. If you had four daughters, they would only care about this Taylor Swift thing tonight. So now all the men have come out and said, why can't boys like Taylor Swift too? I mean, the things we look at.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah. Google it. It's like Twitter attacked Al Michaels.
That's all you need is Twitter.
Yeah, no, that's all you
literally
need.
All you personally need is Twitter.
Personally, for Taylor Swift fans, I think that it's fine. We don't care.
Yeah.
I think it's Al Michaels.
Yeah, are you off the Al Michaels train, Emily, because he disrespected your girl?
Al Michaels did nothing.
No.
He's going to say
all.
No.
Nothing.
And he said he has a granddaughter who loves Taylor Swift, and he made it.
She broke Spotify. I think it's more than just girls.
So last night, somebody else. At 9 o'clock, it was about the beginning of the fourth quarter, mid fourth quarter, I think. And I look over at Juan, who could give a damn about the game. He's got earbuds in. I said, "What are you listening to?" He goes, "Taylor Swift's new album just dropped."
Yes. So yeah. This was me. Watching,
I have been to a Taylor Swift concert.
Watching the Laker game, I was.
Emily, on a scale of 1 to 100, how's the new album?
Easily like 97.
Juan said there
are no radio bangers on it.
She hasn't had radio bangers the last two albums either. So like she hasn't had it since Reputation, which is fine. So she's doing it albums as a whole.
Yeah.
But this album is really good. I know I'm not a harsh critic, but I think it's really good.
So just to give you an idea, John,
Taylor Swift could have just talked.
I heard
the
album. 10 minutes on the time zone issues.
So well, she set an alarm for 3 a.m. because three more songs dropped. So
seven more.
This is the level of fandom that we're talking about. That she got up at 3 a.m.
Why not just wait till you wake up and then download them?
Well, she didn't know the news, right?
I wanted to know right then.
Those Swifties are very serious.
But why set
about
an alarm? You wake up when you wake up,
and they'll be there. They're waiting for you.
If I'm right, Emily, you didn't know that it was going to be seven more tracks coming out. She had some news coming out at 3 a.m. So that's why she
But unless she was going to hand out $1,000 bills, you had
Taylor
to be first
Swift
in line.
When did she become a nocturnal creature?
She comes
out at midnight.
I saw a story once on something Taylor Swift did, and I was absolutely stunned by it. She had a contest. You probably know about this, Em. That she said, I want to do something intimate for 30 of my fans. So she picked 15 winners.
Do you know this story, Emily?
Yes.
And they invited, they could each bring a guest. And she had them over to her house.
Wow. For a listening party. And then
they came into her actual house. She's baking cookies and like giving them
wow.
food. And somebody said, whose house is this? And Taylor says, it's mine. They went, they're like, wait, you live here? Or we just, this is like some thing you rented for a night. She goes, no, I live
this
here.
Is my home.
Yeah.
And they your interest rate on this place?
And they're like sitting on her couch and using her furniture.
Amazing.
And
that's
I thought that was incredibly
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's a generally like, very nice person. I think that people don't say anything bad about Taylor Swift. I think there's nothing bad about her.
I went to see one of her concerts, and it was actually the night that Kobe was there. Kobe was her special guest
when
that
they
night.
Broke the record
when they
or
broke
something
the
like
record
that,
for most consecutive
yes.
sellouts.
Taylor Swift has a banner arena, and the Clippers do not.
But the one thing I'll say is you can do worse than have your kids follow Taylor Swift. She seems like a genuinely nice person, and I will not rest till Jake Gyllenhaal gives her sweater back.
Similar.
So I see. I know a little.
I have no idea what that means, but I know exactly what that means. Exactly. You know, I can just buy the context because I'm trying to figure out, if that little intimate gathering that Ireland was talking about for Taylor Swift would be Emily. That would be like the pinnacle, right?
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah. So
did you apply for it when it was available?
No, and it wasn't like. It wasn't like apply. It was like she picks out. So she does apparently look at social media like deeply.
So she knows who,
and she
her,
knows
super
who her super fans are.
Right.
So she picked kind of those people.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to give Taylor a shout out too.
How about
Taylor? Yeah, he got
today.
Going today. Wasn't that great?
About Taylor today.
I heard him dunk on Ben Simmons.
And LeBron.
Came after LeBron. Yeah. Like
so wait, Travis, that's
now.
Normally your job to run LeBron out of town, isn't it?
No.
Taylor took the gloves off.
He put me in the very unfamiliar position of having to say why what he was saying about LeBron was crazy. I didn't know what to do.
I have nothing but respect for LeBron. I think he's the second best player of all time. He's an all-time great, but he deserves some of this blame.
He does. That is
which
true.
Which is okay.
But totally what he was saying was, why doesn't LeBron
run through Russ
fit in around Russ as opposed to the other way around? And that's because, like, well, hold on a second.
One
that's
makes a, shots that, and the other
well,
one misses
one's
them
one's the best player on the team.
So
and the
why
other
not the one see, that misses I, the shots be the facilitator
well,
and
I
pass
see,
the ball?
Taylor, I actually see what your point is. His point is, if you're going to try and salvage Russ, get something out of him.
Let him do what he's good
right,
at.
Right. Why not let him try
got nothing to lose
and drive the car?
Because you know it won't work. That's why.
You don't because you've never tried it.
Well, I would imagine that everybody involved in this knows that the situation they're in is untenable.
Yep.
It's not going to work.
Nope.
The sooner we can move on from this, the better for all parties concerned, including Russell Westbrook. So this idea of let's make our best player and our second best player do something other than be our best player and second best player seems foolish.
But you don't bring Limp Bizkit into Woodstock and not expect a riot.
Oh, that's Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
It? Yeah, Woodstock 99.
This is what Russ does.
Taylor Swift in Woodstock 99?
I've watched the documentary. I think I've watched two documentaries about Woodstock 99.
That
it's
one's
really good.
Yeah.
So you got to go like Redeem Team, Woodstock. Shaq, yeah. Woodstock, yeah. Curry,
I
Woodstock.
I heard you guys talking about Alanis Morissette. There's a great Alanis Morissette documentary.
Firefest
is another
one. Firefest is the one that was just a total debacle, right?
Yeah, but there was two documentaries about it. One on Netflix and then one on Netflix.
Yeah, that's about the Lakers season.
Yeah, the
Firefest. See, that's Taylor. This is the new Taylor.
I love it.
Sniper.
Yeah, the Firefest docs are amazing in that you see how guys in particular gravitate to hot girls on the internet. All you got to do is put a hot girl up on a post and you get like a million clicks. So what the guy who invented Firefest did was he hired like 15 of the most famous models in the world, put them on jet skis and bikinis, and said, just race around and yell, come to Firefest. And he did.
And it worked.
And thousands of people signed up for this thing. The thing they forgot to actually plan the event.
Yeah. Slee, we should get some
girls
on jet skis.
Well, I was going to say, the ESPN LA app.
Travis and Slee, they could walk up and down, like, I don't know, Venice Beach, listen to the Travis and Slee show.
Yeah.
They could carry around sandwich boards
sandwich
with our faces.
Yeah, bring back the sandwich boards.
If you got Kylie Jenner on a jet ski to just pull up to a phone camera and say, listen to Travis and Slee every day, 10 to 1 on ESPN LA, your ratings would go through the roof.
Get on that, Slee.
We're on it.
You're the social media maven in the group. You need to get on it. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you on Monday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Look at this. Wait a minute. Is it Tuesday?
Just with the Mason Tuesday? And Ireland. I was hoping it was Friday.
Just with the Mason and Ireland.
I'm all messed up now. I don't know what day it is.
A live imaging Friday, just for one moment. Just so I could say this.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people think that John and I don't like each other.
No, you call him your bestie all the time.
I got to listen to an hour of Lakers basketball last night.
It wasn't in the second quarter.
I heard
a lot
of bricks.
Third quarter was
the broadcast was amazing, thanks to John Ireland and Michael Thompson.
It's getting hard to stay upbeat when they keep shooting these threes.
It's getting late early.
Yeah. Chris, is there a reason why they have to keep shooting threes? Is there a rule that says you have
shooters
to shoot?
League, man. Yeah. Shooters league. I mean, I don't know shooters.
I don't coach basketball, but I would think maybe you'd stop at some point, right?
Yeah, quit. Stop.
But again, they say keep shooting.
Eventually, Russ is going to hit.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You keep shooting, right? A shooter's got to shoot. Problem is, he's never been a shooter.
All right. Kendrick Nunn.
Yep.
Patrick Beverley.
Yep.
And Russ.
Yep.
The three Laker guards. 1 for 25. Maybe not your night.
Right. Although right. They're not even in that game without Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley is the fire on the floor for them, man. He's playing defense.
Well, Russ had a lot of steals. Russ had 4 steals, yeah, but he would make up for it.
Not all steals are created the same.
Should we start the show, though?
What?
Why?
Don't you have something good?
Mason and Otto in your Friday afternoon right now. What I was going to really clown is that did you follow? Well, no, you were doing the game. Mason on Twitter in regards to Christian McCaffrey and the Rams.
Yeah. Sky is falling.
You're gutless. Okay. If Christian McCaffrey was a Ram today, I'd be excited.
He couldn't get any yards beyond our offensive line.
But instead,
but
you're tweeting about how the Niners gave up so much. We didn't need to.
The Niners gave up so much. I said we need offensive linemen, not Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's somebody jealous because the girl went with the other guy.
Exactly.
Look, we get the girl every year. This year, the girl is going to be an offensive lineman, I hope. I hope that's what Les Snead is working on, is offensive lineman, because we got a 4-string guy at left guard and we got a 3-string guy at center.
Yeah, this signing for the Niners is brilliant. It's right out of the Les Snead F Dem Picks playbook.
Mace.
And he didn't even give up any first-round picks.
Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey went pretty cheap. There were no first round picks in it.
Yeah, I'm disappointed the Rams didn't get him.
Jorge, are you excited for that Monday night game?
Yeah,
in 2 weeks.
Always excited.
No, it's a Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday, is it Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
Sorry, it doesn't matter.
Sunday week from football. Sunday, they'll be 3-4.
Still a W,
we'll be
right?
3-3. Game is for first place.
Wait, why would they be 3-4? Because they have to play the Chiefs this weekend.
He's all hung up on that.
Well, hung up on what?
They could win.
Nah.
All right, boys, have a great show. Okay?
Thank you very much, Chris. Have a great weekend, Christopher Morales.
Christian McCaffrey was practicing with the Niners today.
Was
by
he?
The way.
Yeah. Already? He might play in the game.
He might play.
He may get some time on Sunday. He may get some time on Sunday. Yeah. So
now, you cannot say, I don't know what you wrote, but you cannot say anything negative about what the Niners did
yesterday.
Didn't
say anything negative about
it. It was brilliant.
Let me find exactly what I effing wrote, because Morales is taking me completely out of context.
Oh, that never happens.
What I wrote was this. I agree. Somebody said, I know Rams fans are disappointed, blah, blah, blah. I said, I agree. McCaffrey, always an injury risk. After this season, he signed for 3 years and about $36 million. Probably not the player for the Rams.
Disagree. I think that he would have been a great addition to the Rams, who right now have no lead running back at all. Matter of fact, Cam Akers is probably getting cut.
Traded, probably.
The thing about Kyle Shanahan is he's very good with multiple weapons.
Yeah, sure.
And so now he's got another one.
Yeah, he's got Debo. He's got Brandon Ayuk. He's got all those guys now. Yeah, I mean, look, San Francisco is very good. Their defense is very good. McCaffrey, I think, is always a risky bet. I mean, and I speak as somebody who's had him on my fantasy team for 3 consecutive years. He's good for half a season. The rest of the year, he's on the bench.
Yeah.
So, and
there's a chance he'll get hurt.
And you're wagering 3 years, $36 million on him for this year. He's like... it's only $900,000 this year, so he fit under everybody's cap. But
they've got some decisions to make at the end of this season.
Yeah. But I mean, I think he'll be.
But
a
it's
good
identical to what
Niners.
The Rams did when they went out and got Von Miller. When they went out and got OBJ, he's a great mid-season addition that's going to help.
Very good. We need offensive linemen. Say it again. We need offensive linemen. And I don't think Christian McCaffrey could generate the kind of yardage behind the Rams offensive line that he's going to do on the 49ers offensive line. All right. So, John, last night, we got to tell the truth. We're going to be straight today. We're going to I actually thought defensively they played well last night.
Yeah, they could have won that game.
They were in the game. They came all the way back and tied it about midway, late third quarter. Fourth quarter. Yeah,
they had a 2-point lead in the fourth quarter.
If Russell Westbrook makes 3 shots, they win. If he makes 2 shots, 2 of those 3s, they win. They got to trade him, and they cannot wait. They've got to trade him. They've got to move him now. And I know the 2 weeks or the 3 weeks or the 20 games or whatever that is, but we could very well be, 5-15 by the time we get to that point. And if we're 5-15, that's it.
No, it's not.
Oh, 5-15? Come on.
In an 82-game season,
it's
not.
You got a shot at a play-in spot at 5-15.
LeBron's first year in Miami when they won the title.
8-9, I know this story.
Yeah, So, I mean, 8-9 is three games different than 5-15.
5-15. 10 games under 500 this early would be a disaster. They've got to move on Russell Westbrook. They got to move on him now. He clearly doesn't fit. He never fit. He hasn't fit. He doesn't fit.
If you panic, which you're doing
not
right
panicking.
Now. Yes, you are. You said you have to move him now.
Him
are
home.
You taking the word now
send
out?
Send him home.
Well, sending him home is fine.
Send him home.
But
John Wall him until we can move him. John Wall, Russell Westbrook, he's not helping us win any games.
Whenever you make this trade, whatever you do, that is the end of your trade cachet. You have nothing else to trade.
Correct.
So you have to get it right.
So send him home.
That's fine. If that's what you want to do.
John
I don't I don't think they will, but if that's what you want to do, I would have no issue with
it. Yeah, I mean, to me, he doesn't fit. He's not going to be here. He's not going to finish the year here. So why not start looking at the team that you're going to have? I mean, honestly, John, this is the worst two-game start for a team shooting three-pointers in the history of the league.
Right.
And LeBron said after game one, we're not a team filled with lasers. Shooting is not our thing. I don't understand how we could come out of the offseason and not have the kind of shooting you need to really be competitive in the NBA.
Here's a question that I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
They're averaging 42 threes a game.
Yes.
In these first two games.
Yep.
What would happen if they shot 22 threes? Wouldn't that be a smarter approach?
Oh, if you can't shoot, quit shooting.
Right.
They can't shoot.
Right. Like some guy just tweeted me, Kobe Forever says, the reason you keep shooting, because if you don't,
they're just
instead of 40 attempts, you shoot 10. Now you've turned into early 2000s basketball. You're not going to score 110 in a league where 115 is the new average.
I think that's a fair point.
I don't.
I do.
I think he's wrong.
I think
here's
why.
Right. You have, let's say, 20, 30 possessions in a quarter.
Yes.
Okay. If you waste 15 of them shooting threes and miss them.
Right.
Wouldn't you? I understand that three is more than two,
mm-hmm.
but two is more than zero. I don't understand the 40 plus threes a game. I really don't. Darvin says that they have to keep shooting them because that's what the defense is giving them. There's a reason the defense is giving these to the Lakers. They don't have good three-point shooters. So I hope that they dial it back. I don't know if they will, but I hope they dial it back.
Well,
how about,
I just don't think you can win in this league without shooters.
Okay, but how about 30 threes instead of 42?
Sure, let's go 3 of 30.
Well, John, isn't Darvin Ham runs a 4-out, 1-in, right? That's what a lot of the teams around the league do. That's what Steve Kerr runs is 4-out, 1-in.
Can't shoot.
Right, but the 4-out, 1-in is based upon being able to hit threes and shoot threes. It's designed to get you three-point shots.
Right.
So if you don't take those shots, you're not getting inside. They're just going to pack the middle anyway. So if they're there open because they know they can't hit them, but that's what the design is for the offense.
So you, it sounds like, would just continue. You'd shoot 43 Sunday.
I don't like it, but that's what they have. It's giving it to them.
Right. If Portland gives them 40 to 45 threes, you would continue to shoot them.
Which they will, yeah.
Which they will. You have to. If you're that wide open,
why do
you
have to
shoot them? Because even if you take one step in, then what's the point?
And if you have no credibility from beyond the arc, doesn't everybody just collapse on AD and take all of the inside work away?
But it still doesn't mean it doesn't mean you have to. LeBron and AD cannot be single covered.
Correct.
All right. You have to collapse on those guys in order to stop them.
Yeah, by the way, none of this, they were both phenomenal. I mean, that one dunk that LeBron had, I don't know how he did it. I mean, he's age 38 and 20 seasons in, and he's more athletic than the guys around the floor.
I think that there are teams around the league that use the three-pointer, like Golden State and Houston, as their primary weapon. They take as many threes as they take twos. There are other teams around the league that don't. I think the Lakers need to become one of those teams that don't. I'm not saying stop shooting threes altogether. I'm saying don't shoot 45 threes. That seems to be the smart thing.
So if you have JTA or whoever we want it to be, even if it's Matt Ryan, doesn't matter. Sitting there wide open at a three-point shot, you don't want him taking it?
Look it up. Look past it. Don't do it.
Don't shoot
do
it.
Don't take the three.
I would not take 45
threes. Even though you're wide open.
45 times, you're wide open, nobody within 5 feet of you, you're
correct.
Not taking those shots?
Not every
time.
You
can't take the open shot.
Not every time.
Don't take the open shot. That's the offense.
Mm. How's that going for you?
I mean, no, it's not working well at all because they're not good shooters.
Yeah.
On top of everything, we're two games in and played two really good teams. I hate to say it, but the Clippers are going to be really good. I mean, Kawhi coming off the bench, my God, and look what he did in such a short period of time and all that stuff. I mean, they're going to be really, really friggin' good.
Yeah, they're scary deep, the Clippers.
They are.
Yeah,
they come at you in waves. Matthew Berry is coming up for you next. I wanted to address one thing. Brian Cranston's coming on at 3 o'clock. It is National Mezcal Day.
Really?
Yeah, National Mezcal Day. And he sent us some Dos Hombres and some.
Is it here?
It is here.
Ooh.
He sent us.
I know what
some,
I'm doing tonight.
Me too. There's something called a mezcalita that includes mezcal and Cointreau.
Cointreau.
Contro?
I don't know what that is, but I'm
like
sure Brian
orange,
knows
like
what
that
it is.
Orange one, C-O-I-N, Cointreau.
Okay. Bring it on.
Lime juice and that kind of stuff. So Brian will be on here at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk about that, and we'll see if we get a little bit loaded, a little bit tipsy to start the weekend. There's all kinds of stuff coming up. It's Kim Kardashian's birthday, John.
Is it? How old
you,
is she?
How are you celebrating? I do not know. I do not know
She's
her
in
age.
Her 40s.
I just know they actually declared it National Kim Kardashian Day.
Well, as you know, I love her.
Yes, you do.
And so I would like to personally present her with a birthday gift. Is that possible, Bergman?
I don't believe that is.
I'd like
yes,
you, to,
you can.
She qualifies as an heiress, you know. I'd like you to come with me if this happens.
I'll go right with you.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
All right.
She's
up,
worth like half a billion.
Perfect. Up next, we have got Matthew Berry, Talented Mr. Roto. So we'll get an early hit on fantasy football. Big fantasy football weekend. Started last night. Kyler Murray generated some points. Had a little chippiness on the sidelines. Big deal. Matthew Berry, we'll talk about the implications.
42, Kim, today.
The Christian McCaffrey trade. If you've got questions for Matthew Berry, this or that, 877-710-ESPN. You've got a quandary. Should I play this guy or should I play that guy? You can also tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland. And you get special priority if you're in the Mason and Ireland Mafia. Matthew Berry's next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like I should. Hey, it's Friday. We're all geared up for a big weekend.
It Friday.
And joining us right now is the star of NBC, the Talented Mr. Roto. I watched the show yesterday on Peacock. Does it daily now. Matthew Berry is here. Hey, Matthew, how are you, man?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're excellent, Matthew, and we always appreciate you making time for us. Let me start with this. Should I be panicking that Justin Herbert is my starting fantasy football quarterback?
Not yet. I get it. Like, last week was tough, and it feels weird. He's not throwing downfield. He's not even really throwing intermediate throws. But I think that if he doesn't have a big game this week, then I think you can panic. But at home against the Seahawks are a bottom 10 pass defense over the last 4 weeks. If you sort of look at what Tannehill has done, like, I have Herbert number 3 this week. I have him on my love list. Justin Herbert, for the lack of touchdowns, they're throwing a ton. He's averaging over 42 passes against a game, most in the NFL. And the Seahawks are top 5 in the NFL in terms of most passing yards given up per attempt. So just some math to tell you, the more you throw against the Seahawks, usually the better off you are.
Mm.
Looks like he's getting Keenan Allen back as well. He's officially listed as questionable, but he did go through the walkthrough today, so signs are trending up for Keenan Allen. Again, I think if Herbert doesn't have a big game against the Seahawks, then you can panic, but not yet. I'm rolling with him for one more week.
All right, so the Niners acquire Christian McCaffrey. I speak from a fantasy perspective as somebody who had 2 seasons tanked when I chose Christian McCaffrey first in my fantasy football draft. So from a fantasy perspective, what does it mean that Christian McCaffrey is in San Francisco?
Well, I think it means you've got a better shot at getting the guy that you drafted, right? I mean, he was already a RB1, somebody you're starting every week no matter what. But going from Carolina and the dumpster fire that was the Panthers offense to the Niners, which is, a team that It has a really good offensive line that has a really good run game schemer in Kyle Shanahan. I think that's just an upgrade across the board for Christian McCaffrey. I think he's got a better chance at finishing as a top two fantasy running back, which is what you drafted him to be. Worth noting here that on the season, Christian McCaffrey has 7 red zone carries. The Niners as a team have 29. So, I mean, it's basically like 4-1. He's going to be in scoring position more often. He's going to, he won't be the focal point of the offense. It's a more efficient offense. Like, this is great news if you have McCaffrey on your team. My expectation is he doesn't play this weekend, or if he does, it's very, very limited. But full steam ahead starting next week.
Matthew Berry with us. Matthew, a question on Twitter from Andrew G. It's a good one. Should I keep Cam Akers and hope he lands on a team where he will get a lot of fantasy points, or drop him? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to answer without knowing who you're picking up.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
In general, I would say I have no problem dropping Cam Akers. I know that the Rams want to find a trade partner. We'll see. But guys, I got to be honest with you. Cam Akers doesn't look good this year.
No.
He hasn't, right? He hasn't looked good. I mean, like, it's a medical miracle that he came back from injury as quickly as he did last year. But, like, since he's come back, you think about the playoff games last year, you think about the season so far, like, he hasn't looked like that guy that we used to see. And maybe that comes back, the explosiveness comes back, like, next year. But, I don't know, like, I mean, I guess maybe you hope he winds up somewhere. Trade deadline's November 1st. Like, you can stash him for 2 more weeks. But I feel like if I saw him on the waiver wire in my league, I wouldn't be rushing to pick him up in the hopes that he's useful in a couple of weeks.
Right. A question off of Twitter, Carlo B. Should he play Jimmy G or Trevor Lawrence?
You know what? I like both guys this week. I have Lawrence ranked slightly higher against the Giants here. But one thing I'll just tell you about Garoppolo, just as we talk about sort of the impact of the CMC trade, Garoppolo now has back-to-back games with 18 or more fantasy points, right? I mean, and now you're talking about a quarterback behind a really good offensive line that's got Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, and Christian McCaffrey, who's, as good a pass-catching back as there is in the NFL. Like, you throw a dump off for 5 yards and the guy runs for 40 yards. That still counts as a 45-yard pass reception, even though you haven't done much of the work. I think Jimmy Garoppolo, as we start the bye weeks and we're sort of going through this stretch here where we're going to have bye weeks like every week for the next handful of weeks as we head to the fantasy playoffs, I think Garoppolo is very much a viable streamer and kind of on that the mid-tier QB2 radar. Having said all that, so I like Garoppolo. And I actually like him this week against the Chiefs because I think you're going to have to throw against Kansas City. But I do have Lawrence higher. I have Lawrence at 13 and I have Garoppolo at 15. So.
Matthew Berry with us. Matthew, Jose wants to know, Chase Claypool or Amari Cooper?
I'm going to go with Amari Cooper. I have Amari Cooper at 12 this week, guys. I mean, I think Amari Cooper has a really nice game here against Baltimore. Ravens have allowed 12 or more fantasy points to a wide receiver in every single game this season. Okay, they've given the 6 most touchdowns to opposing wide receivers. And then you think about, okay, so if there's going to be at least 12 fantasy points to one of the wide receivers in Cleveland, who is it? Answer is most likely it's Amari Cooper, who's gotten double digit targets from Jacoby Brissett in every game in 4 of the past 5, I should say.
Santiago tweets, well, I guess this is everybody's dilemma, right? He says Christian McCaffrey or Jamal Williams. He can't play Christian McCaffrey this week, although he is working out with him. Is there a good waiver wire option at running back to replace McCaffrey for 1 week?
I don't think there's a good waiver wire guy. I mean, like, listen, maybe, the expectation, we'll see. News just came out a little while ago before we got on the air here that J.K. Dobbins is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Got to have arthroscopic surgery on his knee. So, maybe there's some Kenyon Drake, but I think you'll also see some Justice Hill. Gus Edwards has been practicing the last 2 weeks, so could be kind of a committee there. So I don't feel like – I think I'd go with Jamal Williams, to be honest with you. You think about the first 2 games that DeAndre Swift played this year. Jamal Williams had 12 t- touches in both those games. He had at least 12 touches in both of those games. And regardless of being DeAndre Swift being out there or in the lineup, when they get unclosed, they've been going to Jamal Williams, right? He's got the second most goal-to-go carries in the season. So, you know, Detroit, you don't love the matchup with the Cowboys, obviously. That's a tough run defense. But still, like, double-digit carries and some goal line work for Jamal Williams, like, okay. In a bye week, like, I don't think there's much out there on the waiver wire, obviously, without seeing his league.
Yeah,
but there's
right.
No obvious guy where you'd be like, you know, oh, yeah, like last week, you're like, yes, if you can get Ken Walker, he's going to have a huge game.
Matthew, last thing for me, and it's a weird one. Our league, and you know that Mason and I are in the most antiquated league in fantasy football history.
Yes.
But our league doesn't do enough trades. Mason and I do. We like trades. We're always willing to trade.
Yeah.
But the rest of the league is very hesitant to trade their guys. And it got me to thinking, you would know the answer to this. Is there a league where you would be required to make trades? Would that be a ridiculous suggestion that you have to make at least 3 trades a year just to keep player movement and interest going? Or am I just stuck in a league that doesn't trade?
A little bit of both. I don't think it's a ridiculous idea. You know, it just, and I think your league might be able to get away with it just because you guys have been together for so long and you sort of know each other pretty well.
Right.
The concern with a league where you, I have heard of leagues like that where you are required to trade and there's, make a rule, and I promise you there's a league out there that does it. But I think that the concern on the 3 trades is like you've got to find a willing partner, and, you know, there's opportunities there just to be, you know, hey, I'll trade you a guy on the bye week, and then you trade him back to me, and, like, you know, there's chances for just sort of, like, shenanigans, if you will, especially because you have this requirement. But I think probably maybe a better way to do that, to solve that issue, is some sort of bonus for trading,
mm-hmm.
you know, so an incentive. You're not required to
trade. Oh, that's a good idea.
If you trade, I don't know if you guys use, you know, free agent budget or if it's waivers or whatever,
waivers.
You know, but maybe like waivers. So maybe, you know, the week you do a trade, you get moved up to #1 in waivers regardless mm-hmm. of what you're, you know, and the 2 teams that do a trade get moved up to 1st and 2nd in waivers with the team with the worst record getting the first pick. You know, and so forth.
Right.
You know, so something like that, where, you know, if you do a trade or, you know, after you do a trade, you get an extra IR spot or just something small that, like, encourages people to do trades, that there's a benefit beyond just the obvious to do trades.
Because I'll tell you, in our league, John Ireland and I did a trade that has been wildly successful for both of us. I got Josh Jacobs. He got Alan Lazard.
And we're 6-0 since the trade. Both of us are 3-0 since the trade. So it worked out good.
That's great. That's the best kind of trade.
So
fantastic.
Yeah, I actually read an article where you said that's the most important thing when you're making a trade is to make it fair.
Yes. Correct. 1,000%. Like, especially because, forget the fact that you and John are longtime friends and you guys work together. The fact of the matter is that you're in a league together, and so the next time you go to John, right, you know, and even if you had, quote, ripped him off or vice versa,
yeah.
You don't want to celebrate it. You don't want to, like, spike the ball. Like, I'm always, even in a trade in which I feel like I significantly got the better deal, I'm always like, nah, it was fair, that kind of stuff, because you're going to want to trade with John again, as you guys have been in this league for a long time.
Yep.
And so if you're trying to rip somebody off, like, it's going to make it even much harder to do a deal the next time.
Deal.
And so, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Matthew, what Mace mentioned your show on Peacock, which is great. I get your newsletter every day. It's fantastic.
Fantasy Life.
Yeah, great suggestions in there all the time. What else you want people to know about?
Well, I guess our Sunday morning show. It's you know, you mentioned The Daily Show on Peacock, which is also available wherever you get podcasts if you don't want to watch it on Peacock. So, every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, so obviously 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 to 1, 8 to 10 on Peacock, and then the second hour is broadcast on CNBC as well. So fantasy football pregame, and check that out. Me and Michael Smith does a great job, and Jake Croucher, and we answer as many questions as we can. We answer more questions than every other morning show out there. Use the hashtag FFPregame.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Matthew, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. As always, we'll be watching. We'll be listening. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Thanks, Matthew. Have a great weekend.
Barry, the talented Mr. Roto.
Killing it, Matthew Barry.
Yeah. He really is. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. My wheel today. Hey, think about this. The weekend is here. Probably got big plans.
I thought you were talking about the singer.
The weekend is here.
Yeah, I thought, really?
No, the weekend
Where's
is here.
Where's he playing? Is he at the Hollywood Bowl? Yeah, I'd go to that.
Blinding lights. The weekend is here. You got big plans. You start driving over to meet your friends. Bam, another car hits you. Then imagine if the next day the insurance company calls you and you say, yeah, I feel okay. And then a few days later, you start feeling pain. And unfortunately, the insurance company has already recorded your call. And they're going to use that statement that where you said you felt okay. So by doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands upon thousands of dollars in compensation. Instead of trying to handle an accident by yourself, next time you're in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you want to call Jacob. Jacob will speak to the insurance company on your behalf so you won't innocently say something wrong that damages your case. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember the catchy jingle.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, my wheel today. Let's see what we got in. Okay. They're all variations of questions we've done in the past.
Okay.
If you could go back and relive any year of your life, which would you pick?
1985.
What happened in 1985?
Lakers, my senior year of college.
Yep.
So I had senioritis.
Yeah.
I was going to class Tuesday, Thursday. That was it. I only needed a certain, I think I needed 36 units to graduate my senior year. So I was always taking a very low class load.
Nice.
The weather,
were
great.
Were you a four-year or a five-year guy?
Four.
Four.
My parents told me if it's five, I'm paying for it.
You're stuck.
I had kind of I knew I was going to go off and go into sportscasting and go live in town. So I was very much living in the moment, had a very LA experience, went to a lot of parties, went to a lot of concerts, went to every Lakers Celtics game in the NBA finals.
Yep.
Very fun, but that's easy.
That's 80, an easy one.
85.
All right. Bergman.
That's a tough question. There's not a lot of good years out there.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. Come on. I'm just kidding. No, I would go probably to...
Didn't you live in Hawaii for 2 years?
That's where I'm going. For 2011, living in Hawaii, that's when the year Riley was born.
Was Riley born in Hawaii?
Yes, she was born in Hawaii.
No, that's kind of a cool fun fact that she can throw out later in life.
Yes. So I was living in Hawaii, two dogs, two kids, married, doing well. Yeah, I thought it was a great year.
And then 2013 happened.
Yes.
And 2012 happened.
Oh, Jorge?
2014. I was working a TV gig and I was traveling everywhere.
What was the gig?
It was a Spanish station. I was doing the Spanish version of America's Got Talent. So I was going everywhere, state to state.
Nice.
Just different cities.
Like setting up the auditions and
up the auditions and then the stories and, you know, going to the people.
Does that show still exist?
I have no idea.
So my year would be 1997. You and I were working together.
Okay. Wait a minute. Isn't that when you went to New York?
No, I went in 99.
Oh,
this is right before I left. And I don't know if you remember what my life was like during that period of time, but I was between relationships and I was hitting with power to all fields.
That a boy.
I mean, that was the wildest stretch. 1997, I basically just chased tail. That's all I did.
Well, I always thought there was a time, this is a variation of your original question.
Yeah.
If a time machine existed,
yes,
like, and we all had it, like, and you, Jorge, you look back to the future.
Yeah.
If that thing actually existed, would we spend more time going forward or back? I think I would spend more time going back. Imagine, like, if you could redo situations knowing what you know now, that would be really fun.
I would love to see what's in the future. Did you see they're doing Back to the Future, the musical on Broadway?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I get very leery when they take great.
Yeah.
June 30th, 2023.
Terrible
on Broadway.
Idea.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be like you know how the chandelier comes down in Phantom of the Opera. I'm sure the Lamborghini will come down out of this. All that kind of stuff. Terrible. I've seen one too many movies turned into Broadway shows.
The Lion King, the musical. Have you guys seen that?
I have.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brenda wants. We've never seen it.
You know what? Here's the one thing I noticed about the Lion King. This is gonna sound weird. Old people love birds. Now think about this.
That does sound weird, by the way.
Who is in the park feeding pigeons?
Old people.
Okay. Who is who is watching as that, you know, they have those birds on those sticks,
yeah,
waving around, mm-hmm, so that it looks like there are birds flying. Have you, yeah, not seen it? You, yeah, Maite would love this too. And the old people that I was with just stared at the birds. They weren't even watching the show. They were watching, yeah, the birds.
Yeah.
Old people love birds. It's just
so a, your question was, who looks at the birds on sticks?
Yeah. Old
Sliwa.
People. Sliwa. Sliwa.
Hey, Mace, hey, look at the birds.
Hey, Mace, look at the birds.
Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace, I think I got something here.
Okay. So last night was a, you know, part of it was there was a bit of a moral victory there.
Well, I'm not as down as all you guys are. Like, oh, Travis, come on. Travis and Sliwa were sounding like a funeral
we're
today.
Like 3 for 89 from three. Are, yeah, you kidding me? This is the worst shooting. That's the, these two games have been the worst shooting exhibition I can remember. And nobody has gone 0 for 11 since Daryl Imhoff in 1965.
No, no, no. I've seen guys go 0 for 11.
For no Lakers.
Oh. No, I don't think that's right. I saw Glenn Rice one night go like 0 for 12.
I saw it on SportsCenter. 0 for 11.
It, okay, a couple things about the game
that
last
night.
That
name is a real name, right? Daryl Imhoff?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Big guy, actually.
Yeah.
So that's weird that he went 0 for 11 because he's shooting right next to the basket.
Shooting right next to the rim.
But here's a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody wants to hear this, but the Lakers could have won that game.
Sure.
They were up 2 in the fourth quarter, and inexplicably, Mace, down the stretch, they took 9 threes.
Yeah.
You know how many they made?
Well, can't be many. 1?
0.
0.
9 threes with the game on the line when they're up by 2. And, you know, the Clippers were working in some threes, but they weren't shooting threes every time down the court. And they have guys, you know, like Luke Kennard that make them. It just struck me as they fell into the Clippers' defensive trap, which was, we're going to back off, and not only are we going to give these guys the three-pointer, we're going to dare them to shoot it. And it reminds me of that scene in Bull Durham when Kevin Costner walks out to Nuke LaLoosh.
Yes.
And he says, this guy's a first ball fastball hitter. He's looking for heat. We got to throw him a curveball here.
Yeah.
And Nuke LaLoosh says, well, he hasn't seen my heat.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner goes, oh, God. And he goes back behind the plate. He throws a fastball. They hit it a
gone
mile.
Yeah.
It's like the Lakers. They're daring to shoot the threes. And the Lakers get boastful and they say, oh, just giving it to me. Okay, I'll take them. And they shoot 45 threes. And they don't make them. They were 9 for 45. Quit falling into that trap. Do something else.
Either, yeah.
If you want to go out and restructure the roster and get better shooters.
This is what you got to do.
Well, Greg wants them to keep shooting as is.
Well, but what else are you supposed
to
do?
Yeah, it is
do
a shooter thing.
Attack the rim.
This is, honestly,
they're
this,
all
get to the free,
in,
but get to the,
that's
get to
what
the free
Anthony
throw
Davis
line.
Was doing. Anthony Davis was great. Oh, boy. When he falls, oh, God.
Well, he then fell I saw, hard. I heard I John
the,
talking about
then
it.
Then I saw the ice on the back.
I yeah,
was
I
got to like,
be
oh,
careful
God
how I phrase things. He fell. It was obvious he was hurt. And I said, Anthony Davis is hurt.
Oh,
and I got like
I was in the car at that time.
I got like 8 tweets saying, don't say that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, Anthony Davis has fallen.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you could probably say 5 or 6 times a game.
Yeah.
It's probably more than that.
He and the floor but very close together.
I was listening to John on the way home, and he said it just that way, and he's like, oh, no, he's not looking good. His back is hurting. Like, you can tell he's not jumping. He's not getting up.
Well, I was
like, oh, my God, he's hurt already.
So on TV, they John, you probably saw this. They wrap.
Wait, did
is Michael here?
No, that's when he Michael falls.
Inadvertent whistle.
Thompson was
when he
here
falls
randomly.
Yeah.
No, they had that pad on his back. I don't know if that was ice or heat or what that was, but he came back, so that was good. But honestly, John, this is malpractice on the part of Rob Pelinka. Malpractice.
How so?
This is a shooter's league, man.
Right.
LeBron has already come out and said, we don't have a team of shooters.
Right.
We don't have any lasers on this team. The first instinct was right. Buddy Hield, that was smart. That was the right play. Get a shooter. We have no shooters on this team.
Okay, well, hold on. Every report that's out there says Rob wanted to do the Buddy Hield deal. Then LeBron and his gang came in and said, so why is that all on Rob? Why is that all on Rob?
LeBron is culpable here.
Right.
He's absolutely culpable. That Westbrook trade. And so, tell you. Actually, we'll hold it. We'll hold it. I'll tell you a story coming up next about that. Plus, is it Cardi B is in the news?
Yeah, she's being sued because she saw a tattoo on a guy's back and she thought it was kind of cool. So she used it as inspiration for an album cover.
Yep.
And now the guy's suing her.
Okay, so we'll do all that stuff coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.